We're going to be ranking shopping malls.
Ooh.
There's this row of urinals, right? You stand there and you watch the place take off.
Suddenly a rat fell.
But I feel like the west side, right? The vibe of the people there. A bit off.
Stop it,
Why is Next the worst mall in Singapore?
Ooh.
This is your daily catch-up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So welcome back to another episode, which we clearly are filming on the same day as the other episode of another ranking episode.
Yay.
Let's go. Yay.
Look, we have upgraded pedals.
Yeah.
It's way bigger.
It's bigger.
Oh.
Okay, so in today's ranking episode, we're going to be ranking something that we hope can help Singaporeans make better decisions again. It's malls.
Ooh, wow.
Shopping malls, to be specific.
Wow. We are getting more and more professional. We add one laptop with
mall
each
and
episode.
More professional.
Yeah. We have three laptops.
Yes, yeah.
To give you a comprehensive review.
Nice. I see all the data analytics going on there.
Correct. So we've asked you guys, our viewers. I'm doing a bit of a Jared, sorry. So we ask you guys, our viewers, what were your best and worst malls in Singapore?
Yeah, you guys shed the bit. I saw the list. What? It's so shit.
Okay, so we're going to run through them one by one.
Okay.
We're going to share our thoughts and opinions. We're going to put them on this beautiful board right here with the help of my beautiful assistant, Alison.
Is first one Waterway Point?
Wait, JP just called Alison beautiful.
Ayo.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, we got S, we can spell sheep.
B-E-A-U-tiful.
Okay, but all these are at random, okay? So we are not going to review what are the top for the audiences. We
are
review that at the end and on our IG, so you can look out for that.
Correct. Okay. Because this is the official guide, we have very strict criteria.
Okay.
We're going to be ranking them based on accessibility, like your pickup point, your location, your navigation, your toilet, your parking.
Oh, that's so important.
We're also going to be looking at food and shop options.
Okay.
Kind of important whether the mall got unique stores or not. Mm. You have to travel there just to go to that particular brand or that shop, okay? Aesthetics.
Yes.
I mean, the vibes of the mall, how it makes you feel, you know?
Like the new Funan
like
Funan
you scared the railing going to break off, that kind of. Cannot, man. Then
structure.
The escalator always break down. Yeah.
Hey, don't talk about the website like that.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And of course, the crowd.
Yes.
Ooh.
Very, very
or
important.
Or lack thereof.
I already have one place in mind.
Okay, so before we start, right? Do you all go to shopping malls a lot?
All the time. No.
That's the only thing to do in Singapore, go malls.
Exactly. Oh, we have so many malls.
Yeah. No, yeah. Honestly, it's really, really
sleepy
good.
When I reach the mall.
I hate it. I stopped going to malls a year before COVID. Like
2019,
I just stopped going to malls. Really. There's no reason. Like everything you do, you buy online already, ma. So why you really need to go there?
I feel like they need to reclassify. Some malls actually don't qualify.
Yeah. No, and the problem is that a lot of malls all have the same few shops. They all have Uniqlo. You know, they're like, oh, okay lo.
McDonald's.
Same, not complaining.
Yeah, no, nothing like that. Especially Uniqlo, you're watching.
Yeah. And speaking, oh no.
Uniqlo, my sponsor.
Yeah, they've been sending me shit as well. I love Uniqlo. No, but I want to say something about shopping online, right? So like my mall habits and like mine and Ness have changed. Every time we go to the store, it's just to see whether nice. Then we go online and then we see whether cheaper.
Yeah, correct. No, but because I like watching movies, so I always go to a mall.
Because
I like the cinema experience, but obviously there's some cinemas more tight than others.
I only go to supermarket.
It's true.
The supermarket life is really
true.
It's the only thing that you need it now.
Yeah.
Everything else, you can wait 2-3 days for it to be delivered.
Yes.
Got it.
True.
Every time Alvin tell me want to go shopping, he'll bring me to the supermarket.
And if it's really, really urgent,
what a keeper.
You can use a PandaMart. Okay, so let's get into the... Okay, so let's get into the damn list, okay?
Damn!
So the very first mall that we're going to begin with, guys, is of course... Ion Orchard.
Starting strong.
Oh, I got picture.
Wow, I love it. It's so big.
Officially operating on 21st July 2009. Oh my God, it's 15 years old already.
I remember looking forward to it.
Forbes has actually officially recognized Ion Orchard as one of the top shopping malls in Singapore.
But do we care about Forbes?
It has 9 levels. Are you on the list?
No.
Are you- Right? No, we don't care about flops. So, 9 levels, 30, right? 4 basements, basements and 5 upper ground levels. And fun fact, mall was actually featured in Westworld Season 3.
Yes. Yes.
And will be featured in
Euphoria Season 3.
Oh. I don't know what is that,
and
but sounds
fun
exciting.
Fact, right? This mall is the mall that John always say that when he go in, them sleepy. But the smell, right, is so iconic. Apparently, there's like a perfume that is like Ion Orchard smell.
Oh, the, maybe it's like it feels sleepy because it's got essential oil.
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I go airport, I smell also sleepy.
I want to say, like, Ion, right, was the first time that I really noticed a mall smell.
Yeah.
And you go, oh shit, this is quite iconic. Then you go to the rest, it's like, oh, clean.
Before
the
that, only like Changi Airport has a smell.
No, but do you smell it in the basement? Because Ion Mall is according to poor below, then go up is more expensive.
It's Downton Abbey, everything above level one is like, wow, she cannot afford.
Haters,
once in a while. Yeah.
So, my personal impression is that when Ion came out, right, suddenly it's like, they are changing the game in Orchard already. Like everybody suddenly needs to step up because prior to that, it's all the old malls. Yeah. And I think Gateway or Orchard Central was an attempt at that, right? But somehow didn't really make it because of like the way it's designed and the traffic.
Wait,
all that.
Gateway has opened.
Then when Ion,
no, after
like,
Ion,
hit the fucking street, right?
Ooh.
Whoa. Suddenly like mall? Mm-hmm. Are we in the game now? Are we a first world country?
I can shit in public. Like public toilet. Public toilet. Because like malls, like I very scared, right? I very scared of shit. Like, but then it's the first time,
go
right?
Back Malaysia, okay.
But it's the first time where a mall, right? I actually look forward to going there because I know if I need a shit, right? No problem.
It's the first time when I go into the mall toilet, the person greet me. Yeah. Got a guy work there.
Leave there. Like,
speaking of toilets, do you all feel pressured, right? To rate them high? Because I feel like, wow, so poor thing, they really work. Then I will always just rate them.
I never press because I wash hand already. Then I don't want to.
Now
I
can hover.
Last time I remember is the face that you must.
That's because you go the lousy mall.
Huh? It's Ion there.
Sorry. Controversial.
I find that Ion is a very messy mall. It could be a user problem, but I always get lost there. Like it's really very hard to find, and the escalators are not like vertically aligned. So it's like if I want to go up, I cannot just go up.
And then some escalator is 2-story, then it's like one.
I need to hunt. Then the smell them strong and damn sleepy. A lot of people at MRT station pouring people in there.
Then suddenly you walking halfway there, you realize, I'm in Havelock. When did I leave?
Havelock.
Havelock. You do can really like, you know what I'm talking about, right? The code.
But I don't know whether it's still like that, but if your phone ever low bat in Ion, right, you can go to the info count and grab a power bank.
Yes. Oh no, now it's they got mobile
charging stations. Yeah. They also loan wheelchair and baby strollers. Mm.
Oh wow. Okay, but Ion, the bad part, always super crowded. So very difficult to like, if I'm trying to go to park, right, it takes me a long while to get in. And sometimes it's so crowded that they block off the parking, then you need to queue for a long time. That's somewhat expensive.
That's expensive.
Yeah. I feel like Ion is a reflection of society.
Wow.
Like, honestly, okay, the thing about it, right, is that you go to any other mall, even the good malls, the best malls in like the northeast of Singapore, right? Whatever you want to eat, right? Long queue, then you decide, do I want to eat this and whatnot, right? Then you a bit no choice. Then sometimes you walk around, you realize everything long queue, then you just go home or you tapao from somewhere.
Mm.
But in Ion, right, depends on how fat your wallet is, right? You go one level up, the crowd halves.
Yeah.
You go another level up, the crowd halves again. Mm-hmm. You go to the top floor, all the restaurants there in front, all empty on, but inside got people. Because they make reservations, their assistant call, they make reservations and they just walk in, but they always have seats.
I don't know if it's still the case, right? But like a while ago, a taxi driver once told me that actually at Ion, right, if you take a cab there, they cannot charge you CBD price because it's after the jurisdiction already of CBD. Apparently, but this was 5 years ago, so I don't know if it's still the case.
You know, if you take taxi from here, it's considered town.
When we do this ranking series, right, I realize how outdated we are.
Yeah.
We never go out. We never go out. I'm sorry, guys. Okay.
No,
I got a question. Like, Ion, right? Okay, maybe this one not counted because it's at the, like, just outside the tip of it already. Mm. But you know the Subway? There's this small shop that sells Subway like pastries niche. And cakes. There's Subway. They had some.
Subway niche.
Isn't that Wisma?
That's at Wisma.
But it's at the tip of Ion, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never tried it before, but I heard a lot about it.
It's damn nice. The nasi lemak there, right? I tell you.
Is it?
Really?
I only see Swiss rolls.
And the kueh lapis.
Did you know that Subway tried to sue them?
Because
they had the same name. Yeah. I had to learn it in poly.
And the fact that they are still there for so long.
They are there before Ion was built.
So, should go and try. What? Nasi lemak and kueh lapis.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on Ion?
it's no, not Ion in the West, so she doesn't
I feel like
it.
Taka is better than Ion.
You think Ion has the right vibes, meh? Okay lah.
No, but Taka have the atas vibe, you know. Like Taka is so homey and atas at the same time. Versus Ion is just like very futuristic, sure, but doesn't feel
Taka
like
Taka is old vibes.
No, but
more money.
I agree. Taka has everything Ion has, but more.
Okay, shall we vote?
Mm. Except nice toilets.
Ion Orchard.
B, Shams, you need to say why B.
B,
it's not in the West. That's all.
No, but I just say it's not like.
No, but we say we lump Taka with Ion.
But it's not our fault. No. Jungle.
No, but you see, it's not. Okay, if I have to travel to the town, right, I wouldn't go to Ion.
You're traveling. For us, it's just going. If I have to make an adventure,
I have a direct bus service to town. Oh, okay.
Let's take
and
one
I
of
always,
ours.
No, I always just hang at Taka or like thanks, that kind of.
Welcome.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, so Ion Orchard is A, and we're moving on to the next mall.
Can I say one thing? You know, it's so interesting because I've actually heard a lot of Malaysians say that, like, they when they're young, they come to Singapore, then they see like Orchard Road, like see Ion, this kind of thing, right? Then it makes. That's the moment, right, where they decide, okay, it's my dream, right, to come and work in Singapore and live here, because like it's so grand to them.
Yeah, that's what Julian said.
True.
True.
Really like for me as well, coming to Orchard Road, right, made me realize that Singapore is where I want to be.
Yeah, when we fly in models for shoots and then ask them where you're going, they just want to see the Orchard Road light up. They're like,
oh,
yeah. See our lamppost.
You must
like
remember.
Times Square, it's like Times Square. You go New York, right? You only want to see Times Square.
No,
actually,
but I think
outside,
it's
not very.
I think when I went to New York and go to Times Square, right, it was so underwhelming versus other people when they come to Singapore, right? Well, Orchard is the best place.
No, you think Ang Mo come Singapore, they think Orchard is the best?
I don't know lah, but other people...
No, I think Jewel is the best now to be the waterfall.
Yeah,
I didn't
find Times Square underwhelming.
Yeah,
so I feel like you see in movies, you see in like comics and all that stuff. So when you're actually there, right, it's a giant... It feels like Universal Studio, but free.
Oh,
but it's so
dirty. Maybe like you're hoping like there's a... Then one Spider-Man swing past.
But when I go, it's like, because I have to walk past all the different streets, right? Then I'm 18, then I'm a bit scared, you know, like foreign country, first time so far. Then you walk, then it's very dingy. Then you're like, oh my God, where am I going the right way? Then suddenly pop, one Coca-Cola, ad. Then you're just there, right? Then it's just like them noisy and crowded. Then I don't even know where to look because there's too many like ads.
Overstimulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I was there in the afternoon.
Okay,
it's really a landmark.
Next one, I think it will be very exciting for some people. UT Point. Shams, let's go. Shams, let's go. Opened in 2009. UT Point.
Same time as Ion.
Does people vote on or what? Like how many votes? Do we know the minimum amount of votes?
It's on the list because people got say I got the full amount of votes.
Okay.
No, we asked for people to give us their best and worst.
So you don't know whether this is best or worst.
UT Point is a vibrant really suburban food and lifestyle hub in the northwestern part of Singapore. UT Point is well served by the neighboring UT MRT station and easily accessible via the Kranji
Expressway. This is what we call a community center.
Wow, got escalator. Wow, not bad, yeah.
Got like a huge pillar also.
It looks like air conditioner also. Wow.
Don't play, got Starbucks.
And Coffee Bean and Toast Box.
And
Yakun.
And fun fact. This is interesting.
This is called My House Downstairs.
This one might increase the value.
Okay.
Set to be complete in 2027. There will be a vertical kampong development next to UT Mall.
There's already a kampong next to UT Mall.
Hey, Shams, you're not supposed to attack
this mall. Okay, I think the vertical kampong right, is for like the seniors.
Yeah.
I think UT is like a senior-ish
place. It's like
place.
Kampong Admiralty like that.
Yeah.
I see. Oh. Okay, now I like
integrated.
Yeah. It's like a vertical. House downstairs kind.
Yeah, so all the flats are like specially for senior citizens. Then there'll be like, maybe like dialysis center lah, polyclinic. And then the first ever hawker center in Choa Chu Kang will be there.
Wow, that's big for you.
That's huge. Choa Chu Kang getting its first hawker center.
It's annoying.
You have a food. Hey,
you got Choa Chu Kang hotel before?
I don't know, they say it's the hawker center.
Even if they open, nobody want to open shop there. That's why it's a very treacherous.
More like, fuck off.
Anyways, UT Mall has a lot of other things, okay? UT Point has like all the staple brands, your KFC, your Yakun. What else do you need? Starbucks, see everything they have. They have also like
I'll give you F because you all have food now.
Let's go.
Whatever you need, your basic necessities, right? They have.
So, how frequently do you go there?
Huh?
How frequently you go there?
No, I don't go there. I don't think it's a good mall. So. But the good thing is, if you just want to quickly enjoy aircon, walk around, right? 20 minutes you can walk the whole thing.
You can stay at home, and turn on the aircon.
If you want to walk around, you can walk at home, eh?
Yeah.
Wait, how's very big?
Wait, UT? Actually, UT house quite big, I know.
Yeah, the land there is cheap.
Yeah.
No. I bought 4 acres when I turned 18.
No, I feel like UT. Yew Tee Point is the kind like you go take you buy food right, then you just go home because there's no like not much retail. Like I research right, I don't know all the brand. Mm.
You want to go home straight away?
Nigeria. Good.
Oh, wait, what? Shit, good, good.
Minus point straight away.
Okay, yeah, sushi expressive.
Positive ball here.
Wow, try it. So, really try it.
I think father got
positive ball is.
Good luck.
I'm glad that places like this exist because I have new places to explore in Singapore.
Yeah, like niche experience.
So you never will though. Can I just say for UT pricing, isn't $1.40 per hour for parking quite expensive?
Right. So you don't park there. You park at the HDB nearby. Understand? Why? Why can't I park at the mall? Why can't I? Is it too much to ask for a mall that I can park at?
Is it correct to call it a mall?
I honestly don't think it's a mall. It's called UT Point. That's why it's a point.
No, but
you know what's the craziest?
It's a shopping complex.
After retail, she go and write unpopular
points. No, because even if I write a brand, right, it's those like chaplang. Not chaplang, just unknown.
Now, if it's all the usual one, then we complain. Then the non-usual one.
I thought you all want create a unique.
No, that's why I think it's good for older folks who don't really care about the brands, that kind. To go there to get like the daily necessity. Clothes.
In and out lah, real quick.
Yeah, so thing like the hipster, the young kids now, right? They like to go for this kind of thing, like a bit off brand, some random shop. Then they go and buy like, hey, this one look like my grandmother wear one, but I also wear.
Hey, grandmother fashion trendy now.
Yeah, that's why. So I think this might honestly be an adventurous like mall to go and explore. Yeah.
Wait, last point. They got a lot of clinic and dental health. Because
they
got three dental, two clinics, Raffles and the Clover Plus.
And four coffee shops. What's going on?
Yo, I love that. That's like kind of like a little oasis for the elderly to retire and hang out with their friends.
Yeah,
their options.
Okay la.
You know, if Shams vote Ion B, right? I don't know what she's gonna, she got no letter available.
I'm really comparing this to it being a mall that then very specifically serves the community that it is located at, which I think is very important. Cause if you cannot like iron this kind, you want to compare, right? Then no what?
No, but
order so messy. If I don't wanna.
It's true, but we're comparing all malls against each other, though.
Yeah, but this is specific to serving for that. So I think in that case, right? Okay. I think it's actually good.
But no,
but that's
McDonald's.
Only too much. Contingent on UT having only old people.
Yeah, but it's Shams that stay nearby only know the mala across the road.
She's going to Tenga, got nothing, man.
Tenga.
Tenga.
Tenga is what?
Nothing.
Jenga's middle, right? Brother.
Tenga.
No, it's Tenga.
Tenga.
Okay, let's go. UT Point. I'm giving it a C.
Wow, you're just trying to be different.
I'm quite happy with it.
I've upgraded to an E.
Everyone say E.
E-E-E-E-C. Okay lah. Okay. All up right. Next, we have the beautiful
Jewel
at Changi Airport.
Overrated.
You purposely go and sandwich the UT Point in between Ion and Jewel.
So horrible. Why cannot?
Jewel is highly overrated.
For all.
Don't you think Jewel is highly overrated? It's me.
No.
That's it's a concept man. Picture though. That's not an actual picture of Jewel.
Is.
I'd rather Jewel than Ion. Eh. Jewel's so fun.
I love Jewel.
But it's fun about it. Big.
But what is fun about it? Have you not gone?
Dude, when you're a kid, right, you will bring them to Jewel.
I've been 5 times and my experience has diminished every single time. Like the first time you go, it's magical. Oh, you see the water feature. Damn. And then you go basement. Oh, it's a new water feature. Translucent. And then like, okay, very cool. Then after that, it's like, oh, I traveled all the way here for everything else that I had.
No, but did you go to the top floor though?
The rainforest kind of thing?
No.
The canopy park?
I think it's the canopy park. So basically the top floor of Jewel, which a lot of people never go, right?
It's a playground.
It's like a lot of al fresco dining.
You
are lighted by the sun.
Like burgers and lobsters.
It's completely al fresco looking, but it's completely aircon conditioned. Then there's like nice forest foliage around you.
Yeah.
Then there's a lot of like, there's mirror mazes. There's a lot of things for the kids. There's the jumpy net, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Then all very cheap.
No, and all the restaurants are like surrounding the fountain, right? So from when you sit in the restaurant, you can actually see the waterfall.
Yeah. So as an introduction for anybody who don't know, if you are not from Singapore, Jewel is the mall, a very new mall. Okay, like relatively new, like opened in 2019.
One of the newest.
4 years old.
And it's a mall that's located at the airport. Changi Airport, one of the supposedly greatest airports in the world. Right?
Connected to T1.
The greatest airport in the world.
It is.
True.
So within this mall, there's a rain vortex, which is 40 meters tall, and it is the world's largest and tallest indoor waterfall. I'm pretty sure you've seen it before, right?
Beautiful.
And it is linked to the airport, like I mentioned earlier, and I hate it. No, similar to Dan, what Dan said, right? Like the first time I go, sure, it's like attraction. You go in, it's like, oh, quite cute and all that kind of thing. But then the more you go there, the more you just want to get from point A to point B. Like if I'm going there for this particular restaurant, I'm just going to cut, try to find my way to faster, like cut straight through to there. Yeah. Then after that, I'm going to bounce already. Parking also very expensive.
I'm always lost. Like I want to get to one place, right? Then you have to cut through the rainforest to get to the other side. If not, you're going to be walking in one big circle. There's so many times, right, where the shop that I want to get to is actually here, but I walk all the way one round.
Yeah. That's exactly like Suntec.
And
I've
spoken
to somebody, you must go to
actual
basement.
Architects about this before. Mm. And they all agree that the design of it is actually horrible. So at any point, right, within the shop's area that you're standing, you almost cannot figure out where exactly you are in the mall. Yeah. Yeah. That alone is already a very big indication of bad layout.
Mall design.
Space planning.
But it's good for capitalism.
You need to be able to orientate yourself.
Trap you in this maze.
I kind of like it in the sense whereby, yes, I agree that things are a bit more spaced out in a circular manner, but you still have the option to cut through a world famous attraction. And also, you kind of know where you are. I feel like in my brain, I always get lost in places, right? Like in Jewel, I always know where I am. As opposed to in Vivo or Ion, I always get lost.
I think what I like about Jewel is that it manages to be designed for a lot of people. So if say it's like a family day out, right? You go there, then got the stuff that John say and the kids can play and all that. Then the adults can still have fun, like walk around, see some shopping or what, right? Then obviously it's for tourists because that's probably the first thing that a tourist might see if they come to Singapore now. And then also like if you want to go couple like dating or what, then you can like buy those like what BOP ice cream, then you sit to watch the fountain show at night, you know?
Got Shaw Cinema also.
Got massage
So, but then I agree with the mall layout not good. Like I have to walk one big circle. Sometimes I walk already, right? Then only got the 2-story escalator cut through upstairs. Then after I need to make another big circle to go and find the actual escalator that can only go up one floor.
But I do like the vibe.
Yeah.
Like cause like if I a lot of time I want to travel, but me, no time, no leave, no money or what, right? Then go there already, right? Like got the vibe. Almost got like an overseas vibe. I don't know why. You know what I mean?
It's the fountain, I think it's the avatar.
It's the Shake Shack.
It's like a little tease.
No, it's a sign. They say, where wrote that T1 there? They're like, I'm traveling. Yeah, yeah.
No, I agree that the vibe is nice. I think I wouldn't hit it so much if it wasn't so crowded. Because everything that you want to actually go there for, you have to wait very long. A&W, always the queue. Birds of Paradise, the queue is forever. And then like, suddenly got Nintendo shop, right? Obviously, everyone wants to go. You line up already, it's so underwhelming. So like, I guess it's mainly the crowd for me.
Honestly, I think their food options, not the best.
I love Sugiya.
But really got a lot.
Like one store la, you say like five things you will eat from there.
Got Shushiro. But it's a good food for me to faster grab right before my
like when she travels out of the west, she must really go in. You know, it's like traveling there.
Like she go Juwani Visa, you know.
But I must say
I can walk to my nearest Sugiya.
Quite a lot of the retail shops step up their game when they entered and be part of Jewel. So like for example, Nike has experience only available there. So I think that's quite
Which
cool.
I think is mighty impressive for a mall that's connected to an airport, which is so much like very, very utility based. And they make a lot of flagship shops inside. It's to the point where I think when Jewel came out, there were luxury brands, right, where they flagship inside the custom immigration area.
Jewel toilet. Good also.
Damn good.
Yeah, it's true.
One of the best.
If I need to wait for my friend like late, right, I can sit inside and don't feel uncomfortable.
In the toilet?
Like, I just sit in the toilet.
It's so long.
This is why girls' toilet always queuing. I always feel bad. Like, guys anytime want to go and pee, we just go and pee.
No, but you know girls' toilet got how many cubicles? I think at least got 20.
Yeah.
But never enough.
Huh? Have.
Got some.
Some.
Talk to you?
No.
Where got bidet that talk to you in Singapore?
Hey, you go to Japan.
I say in Singapore, right? You comparing Japan more?
But I comparing airport. Airport and airport
more. Suddenly comparing airport?
Because it's fucking airport more.
I think in Terminal 3, right?
Airport to go.
And only the guys, I think it's Terminal 3, and only the male toilet have, because I tell Pat to go and check, right? There's this toilet where I think it's...
Well, you tell Pat to check the male toilet.
No, check the female whether she has There's this row of urinals, right? You stand there and you watch the planes take off.
The girl toilet have, but not when peeing. It's like outside where you do makeup.
Whereas guys in the urinal, it's damn show.
How so you can stand beside people and like together watch the plane and pee?
Yeah, you can put your arm over.
We will time it. We will use it. You use the jet to time the takeoff.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
More power. We need more power.
No, but for a guy, it works. If not for a girl, if we are facing, then the plane was...
Oh yeah.
Mm. Oh, guys don't.
No, it covers
guys,
the urinal covers, ma. The girl is literally.
Okay, but true. Honestly, how many of you would travel all the way to Changi Airport for a mall?
No, you stay far.
I'm next.
If
to
you
it.
Stay a yeah. good place like Sengkang or Punggol, right?
So yeah. yeah, so that to me is a little bit of a.
But then.
But bo pian la.
As in, you mean Bishan is a.
Okay, so you live in Bishan, right? Which is really right in the middle of Singapore, right?
All
right. Are you more willing to go to Jewel or go to Duty Point?
No, don't say Duty Point. How dare you?
Because it's really equidistant.
Jewel Point. Huh? Jong East Mall, so many Westgate.
No lah, Jewel lah.
Is that right? Is that a Bishan Mall?
Junction 8.
Junction 8.
Oh yeah, oh. That's true. That's
no, but
that's
Junction 8.
No, but isn't that like MRT connector?
I feel like Junction 8, right, has been around for so damn
yeah.
long.
Yeah.
It's very, very old.
And it has evolved so well.
It's iconic.
Nah.
I'm not sure though.
No, the vibe's not
here. It should be Junction 60 plus already by now, but they're still, yeah.
It's very cramped though.
Yeah, it's very cramped.
It's like North Point before you upgrade, you know?
I think I have a biased view towards Jewel.
No, we know.
No, not the traveling, but because every time I go Jewel, right, I get very happy because I'm traveling. So when everything I see is like rose tinted glass, you know, like, wow, so fun.
But isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Like, I like that. Yeah. I like the effect that it has on me also. Mm. Okay, like, I like Jewel again. Okay.
Jewel also smell. Has a cinema, which usually a bit empty because people don't think Jewel when they want to go and watch movie.
Yeah.
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 True.
But you got to travel all the way there. Okay. Cool. So
not all the way for half a while.
Are we going to vote?
Okay. Yes.
Jewel. What are we going to give it?
S.
S.
The same I voted for Ion.
A, S, S, S. Okay, like S lah.
S.
Jewel is an S tier mall in Singapore. Let's go.
Whoa.
Waterway Point.
Hey.
Sorry. North Point City. Okay, North Point City, guys. This one, I also don't know.
Is it Yishun? Yishun, is it?
North Point.
Oh my god, never seen it before.
So damn big.
It's so nice. Okay.
It's so nice.
It's the largest mall in northern Singapore.
Yes.
It's divided into North Wing and South Wing.
Yes.
North Wing has over 50 F&B concepts. South Wing specialty food precinct named the Makan Town. I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh,
anymore.
Yeah, downstairs basement.
And there's a new underground retail link connecting to Yishun MRT.
Your reading got no pacing. Yeah. You're just like mouthing the f***ing words.
He's trying, fast I think game, he's dyslexic. Yeah.
No, lah, is she type South Wing special?
It's true.
The English wrong.
South Wing has a specialty food pristine named the Makan Town. Correct, what?
Okay, number one good thing about North Point City.
she adding words, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Number one good thing about North Point City is that it is in Yishun. Super
that
accessible.
Is good,
the MRT is like one tunnel, go there, right? And during the tunnel, it's all shops already.
No, it used to be that way, but they upgraded it massively.
Correct. So now it's a large, it's not just a tiny, you know, those you on the way from Ion to Taka, that tiny tunnel. No! It's huge now.
But it's huge, right? But then the shops are all in these very thin corridors around. Then the middle, just one big tua, like, space.
No, because it's like an area to do sale.
No, but it's like not every time got sale, ma. Then I feel like when I'm walking through the pathway, then it feels very squeezy. Like, I feel like, at the side.
I remember when, before they merged everything together, it used to be two malls. Then the behind mall is just for the cinema.
And no, they're still there.
Wait, who is rapping? Who is rapping North Point?
I'll
tell.
Take it upon myself.
No, really, man.
Crime rate is so high.
What is it called? Yeah. What's the mall?
Golden behind? Village.
No lah.
No, it's just it's not a mall. It's just a shot on top. Then below is like the comic connection last time and the
Wendy's.
That's still there. That's outside. Don't associate that with North Point. Except the cinema associate with North Point.
Okay. Why?
It's because
we do selective arguments. We only cherry pick what we want.
I haven't been there in 10 years.
No wonder you don't have a good view of the current North Point City. Also, there's bus terminal there and to everywhere. Thank you.
Huh?
Jewel has nothing. Also.
The airport.
Compared to this.
You can fly to anywhere in the world from Jewel.
No, but not everyone trying to go out. Right?
But North Point, the shops, there's no like a brand that you go to North Point for.
Excuse me, North Point literally got Gain City.
Huh?
The thing that you think people want to go Choa Chu Kang for is in North Point.
No, it's in Choa Chu Kang. The entire building is Gain City.
Yeah, that's why you're talking about. Gain City Express.
No, but I feel like North Point is a place you want to go like for family kind. But like if you go on a date, right, you won't say, hey, let's go North Point City.
Yeah, yeah, you won't be excited.
Yeah. No, but even family, I scared I lose my child.
No, they have, I also don't know where they have 16 schools and education center.
Exactly.
So many children.
Yeah. Boy, alamak, sorry.
No, if you think of a Heartland Mall on steroids, right, this is it.
Yeah.
Like okay. Everything you'll ever need.
Oh, okay. That's a very good description for this mall. Okay.
Thank you.
North Point City on mall on steroids.
Last time it was only North Point, but after they upgraded it because it became so huge, they have to add the word city.
North Points. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it really so huge?
It's huge. Yeah. You'll get lost.
Huger than Waterway Point.
And my favorite hairdresser is there.
Both wings.
If UT Point level up, right, you'll be called UT Point City. Like that.
She's self-conscious about her own. She said, my favorite hairdresser is there. Then she realized nobody reacted. Then she awkward.
I would say I would travel there just for her, you know.
So is it like very big mall scale wise, like the kind you can find in town, but then the prices and the shops are a bit more heartlandish.
Mm. Yeah, but and boring, you know.
Not so it's boring.
It's like, okay, really, North Point, right? It's just UT Point. Mm-hmm. But then times 10, how many levels they have? They just walk one round.
Is that
nothing
not
to see, nothing to
just
shop.
10 times better.
Yeah, that's 10 times better.
What? It's not better, it's the same shit. You see,
so if that
UT Point, you times up many times, it's the same shit.
No, you're Korea saying if like we have 10 John Paul in this company, it's the same thing.
No, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the mall.
I'm Mr. Mystic. The ability of the mall.
For you. I think the good thing is that if you are based there and say you got friends coming over to Yishun, like never go before, right? You confirm got food choices, you confirm got all these options, you can show them around that kind, right? I think interesting.
Like if you live in Yishun,
it needs to be a guided tour almost.
Yeah.
And one thing I want to add about North Point, right? When I saw the votes, right? It's both under the best and worst mall list.
Wow. Okay, so it's divisive.
Of the sheer number of people that go.
It's quite crowded.
It's like when Nex gets shit for being too crowded. But it's because location good.
They have three lines.
Okay, so let's vote for this place. North Point. Honestly, right?
Everybody, let's go for a B.
I'm going to give you a B because after talking about it, I a bit feel like going.
A bit mid lah, the toilet.
I'm very curious to see what it's like. Never been there.
But I think the architecture can be better.
Abo, we play hide and seek.
I think can. Running Man can play there also. So Abo? B.
B lah, B. Okay. Not bad.
Nice.
Not bad for Heartland.
More B than C. Okay, B.
Not bad for Heartland.
No, like compared to like White Sands.
No, so which one bigger? This one or Waterway Point?
About same.
The next mall we're going to talk about is Waterway Point.
Contentious.
So four story mall.
Hey, growth.
Next to Punggol MRT.
Hey.
That's been integrated with a town square, a visitor center, and residential development. Open in 2016.
Yeah, warm up your voice.
It is
not
the largest mall in Northeast region.
Ooh. Yeah, that's not even our best. This is the one we allow your transitors to visit.
And fun fact, it's John's best mall in Singapore.
He's the only one that voted this mall this year.
So when it first opened, everything new, right? You expect things to be new. By 2016, right? Someone was sitting at a diner. Then suddenly a rat fell onto a table.
Oh no.
Nice.
A live rat.
This never happened in North Point City, okay?
Yeah, the rats don't even want to go there.
Yeah, all the rats want to go Punggol.
Yeah. Because Punggol, right, guys, got a lot of nature. So you must understand, we interact with a lot of wildlife.
Yeah, the cockroaches, the lizards, the otters, and the rats of all them.
Shit. You see the otters there?
No. I must say, the first time that I interacted with Waterway Point, right, I was amazed because they have this running track along the water.
Ever since you moved to Sengkang,
and like,
yes.
And like, it's really very magical because there are families there. You can see people pushing strollers through like the rivers and everything. And then you have like all the bicycles parked and people are just going in and out. Like, it's so like integrated with
They even
with
have
nature.
A choo-choo train that runs around the like,
I think it's one of the first malls that I've seen integrate this new like lifestyle that Singapore is trying to, I guess, promote, which is a bit more active and whatnot. Yes. So you do see that in the design of the mall itself.
Yeah.
Like how the middle is actually also like open air kind. Mm. And it passes through and it connects directly from the MRT station to the park, right? The water.
Yeah.
And I realized that both wings, right? It's not like this one for rich people, this one for poor people, this one for food, this one for shopping. It's not. Mm. Both has duplicate of everything. So you can always jump.
No, yeah. Which is what irritates me because I always confuse like which one west, which one east. And then if you actually search more directory, right, very difficult to find also.
But they link, you see. They just don't link on level one. Level one, you can go out.
No, they on only link on two levels.
Yeah, which is the levels that no. are worth going.
I wasn't a fan of the retail experience. Like, if I go there, it's only for food.
Yeah, they got a lot of food. They got like a lot of good food.
Yeah, but the retail options didn't really stand out to me at all.
Like, one thing I realized, and this one not lobbying on, right, is that I realized the tenancy there very, very cutthroat. Huh? The shops change every month. One. Every month, got one shop closed down, new one come out. One.
Near the MRT one, very cutthroat.
Yeah. Yeah. So why it's always refreshing, expensive, you know? Or what?
Like the rent. It means only the best survive.
Okay, so but also cannot make it lah. Probably the rent is expensive. So if you cannot make it, you
right. Don't, right. So as a representative, right, of Punggol, right?
Yeah, the mayor.
As the mayor of Punggol, Mr. Jonathan Chua. If you're bringing somebody who's never been to Punggol, okay, to go and explore your neighborhood.
M for mayor.
Is Waterway Point the one of the top three things that you would take them to do in Punggol?
So I don't think Waterway Point, right, is trying to be a more of an attraction. I think what Waterway Point is trying to integrate into your lifestyle. So it's beside a Waterway Point. It's running tracks. There are a
it's
lot.
It's beside a Waterway Point.
And then when it first started, right, it's beside a Waterway. And when it first started, right, you can tell, right, a lot of concepts, a lot of brands or investors try and guess what young people like.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of bars with like music and all that stuff.
Yeah. Wrong.
Yeah. But a lot of them didn't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them didn't make it. I think only one survived so far.
Okay.
Then it's not something that you're excited to go to even if you stay in Punggol. But if you stay in Punggol, it's like, that's all you need to go.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, it's a very aspirational place.
Huh?
Yeah. Like, I look at it and to me, I can have a vision of family life with that mall. Because I can imagine, like, I leave the house with just like maybe one card, like maybe a credit card, right? Mm. I will maybe run and then go to the mall, buy groceries, and then walk back.
Yeah, that's exactly what my dad does.
All the running tracks in Punggol intersect there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means if you were to bring somebody as the mayor of Punggol to go and come and have a look at my neighborhood, let me show you around, there's a high probability that you might just be passing through the mall the way to another attraction that you want to show them, another feature. And then it's like, oh yeah, this is just part of what this place is.
Yeah.
And they were like, wow.
Yeah, it's a by the way. But a strong by the way.
But right, also nobody thinks of going there for a date. Like you would think that, okay, I'm going out to, I want to go Ion, I want to go Jewel. Nobody say, I want to go, Waterway Point.
No, but I got go there for a date though. Because got cinema.
The Waterway there, very romantic at night. Really very romantic.
And got cinema.
Yeah. Then I actually watched a movie and had Din Tai Fung there and had a great night.
No, then after you finish your makan, right, you go and then you just sit around the water area. Got a lot of couples really just sitting there and just talking.
I've never been to Waterway Point. That's the only mall that I've never thought about.
You only one you've never been to.
Like never travel or think about going there.
You must apply for visa.
Before I moved to Sengkang, I was very skeptical about malls outside of town. Because like, okay, last Swaku, I did live near town. Mm.
That's not Swaku at all.
It's the opposite of Swaku. So then when John keeps talking about Waterway Point, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to go to your like neighborhood small mall, everything. And my first reaction was honestly, wow, got aircon. Like legit. And then I was like, oh, got Uniqlo and got all these different places. That's like, okay, actually moving out of town, not so bad.
Okay. And everything is like a bit cheaper.
Okay. No, and the parking also, I think out of all the malls, right, it's one of the cheaper ones.
Two things. So the first one, right, Waterway, right, whenever you want to turn in, especially during peak period, right, you'll find like there's a very long queue to go inside.
Mm.
But that is not the parking queue.
Oh.
That is the drop-off queue. So just go right beside all the way to the front is immediately your turn one. It does not jam at the parking queue.
No, now that you know. It's just that cutting people cutting in front of
that
me.
Don't know. No, it don't cut. It's actually two separate lanes. It's actually two separate lanes.
It's one lane that's supposed to do, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That means it's bad segmentation.
Yeah. The signage. But that's outside. That's like URA.
You know how you know it's good also? It has Love Bonito. No, but you know, very selective.
Yeah, unless
you
say Love Bonito to do business.
Wow. No, but I also got Love Bonito.
Love Bonito, Jurong also have.
Good for Jurong.
Because they got CSR, ma. They got the CSR.
No, but Waterway Point got Auntie Annie's. And not a lot of places. Auntie Annie's.
I love Auntie Annie's.
I love Auntie Annie's.
Also have.
Oh yes.
No, we got Delhi France. They are rare. They are gonna extinct. You got Delhi. They are. You all need to go hospital to be.
Chukang also have.
The MRT does not connect to Waterway Point.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Huh? MRT no does not connect.
Also. No, but the second come out, you already reach that middle part lah with the two.
Then I must walk all the way in and cut through.
Okay, let's vote. Let's vote.
Waterway Point. Yeah. Let's vote. Ready? Waterway Point is
a clear B.
Yeah, it's a very good B.
Hey, why? What's happening there? Why suddenly D's? Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Why?
You're a human.
Why?
I think I will never go there for any, like there's nothing unique about it that exactly. makes me feel like, unless I'm planning to move and live there, sure. But outside that, right, as a mall itself, nothing special.
Okay, so if you voted for whichever the North one, right?
UT.
As a super juiced up Heartland Mall, right?
North Point.
Waterway Point is super cracked up, eh.
Yeah.
No lah, compared to the North City.
Very big.
It's a North city.
Okay, I've never... Have you been to Changi City Point? It's not very much of a city, eh.
North City is not much of a city.
North Point City is
inside
North Point City.
It's crazy.
City.
It's like Mustafa times three.
Like, okay, I feel...
like, okay, I don't know what time of day is it, but it's okay.
I feel like we can lift up the entire Waterway Point as it is. Put it in town, right? It wouldn't look out of place.
I was going to say.
No, it'll be out of place
really. One.
No, they got like water elements and all. That's only for neighborhood people.
So what?
B.
B, C, D. Average is a C.
It makes people who live in Punggol feel better by themselves.
Finally, a mall that makes sense.
Another mall I've never been to.
Oh really?
Finally, Charles don't need to lie about this west.
Located next to Boon Lay MRT. Located next to Boon Lay MRT.
Next to the MRT station, huh?
And Boon Lay bus
no need to walk.
It's currently the largest shopping mall in terms of the number of tenants and the largest in Western Singapore.
Correct. Navigation perfect. Won't have the problem you get in that Vivo City.
You won't, the good thing about you won't accidentally find yourself there. Like Ion problem. Hey, suddenly I'm here. Then like, very hard to have this one. You need to walk
there's
for like 7 days
so many
straight.
Shop and food options. What else? Sorry, you want to continue?
Actually, this picture look a bit like MBS.
They have how many? Three big kopitiams.
Okay.
Three are big ones. Two NTUCs. Two arcades. One arcade right has a bumper car station. See, it's so big right. It has all these things inside.
Nice.
Okay. So many food. Oh, there's a Hong Kong street there. You can take very good OOTD there. And the best Hong Kong cafe is there. Put down your hand.
No. So last time right, I live at Pasir Ris, but then my internship was at Jurong Bird Park. So I have to take your MRT from Pasir Ris all the way to Boon Lay. And then take your bus to Jurong Bird Park. So all the times when I bully, I see Jurong Park, right, I'm so annoyed. Right, I don't even want to go inside the mall, you know. Because it's so freaking far. Problem. Right, and then it's just so irritating the that I have to
right,
go to
excuse
Boon Lay.
Excuse me. Let me stop you right there. The distance you have to travel there, right, is not because you want to go to the mall. It's because you have to walk there.
No,
your
but
choice,
it's not enticing.
It's your choice.
You cannot help that your family is wealthy since that's why you stay in the east.
Question. Is Boon Lay before or after Jurong East Station?
After.
Doesn't matter.
After
that, it's not Singapore.
No, this is in Jurong West. This is Jurong West.
Where the f*** is this? I think I never go before.
Sorry. You know, to drive from Jurong East and Jurong West is another 15-20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's why I cycle to the station every morning.
No, actually, Jurassic World.
Sorry, you stay near here.
No, as in
I'm
Elvis
sorry.
Stays there, near here. There.
It's Jurong West.
I think Shem should get more days of compassion.
Jurong East is
we need to tweak her working hours.
Jurong Point is like the IMM. Jurong East is the IMM area.
She's trying to figure out where
Boon Lay
is.
So after Jurong East is Chinese Garden. After Chinese Garden is Lakeside. After Lakeside is Jurong Point. You see?
My God, it's not even the second stop after
you know
Jurong
East. They deserve... They deserve a good mall all the way over there. You know what I mean?
They do.
No, I expect it to be better.
If not, I feel like our island will tilt towards the east.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to bring some people to balance it. You know, island not stable.
It's a great mall.
Oh my God,
mall.
Long list of good food. Yeah.
Exactly.
Good
thank
food.
You, Denise.
Oh, okay.
But the retail not much. But got a lot of supermarket. Hey, John
I tell
boy.
You, three big oh, supermarkets.
Oh, you turn on
or
not?
A bit, but...
Wow.
But if I feel like the west, right, the malls that I've been to in the west, right, honestly, and this I really... Fucking around, the vibe of the people there.
You walk very slow.
A bit off.
Yeah.
Really? A bit
off.
Really
slow. We're not ranking the people now, it's the mall.
It's like, I feel like, it's like, you know what I mean?
Stop
I feel
it,
like they walk, the people that walk without swinging their arms. That's the vibe.
So, you walk so slow, don't eat. Just, like, in fact, you let the legs not even moving, it's just the wind blowing there, man.
Oh, they're all wearing heelys.
No, but honestly,
that's the vibe we get.
Because we are so carefree, we enjoy our lives, you know.
True.
Appreciate the moments.
It's like a holiday.
The art of noticing, you know.
It's, yeah.
It's so, like everybody's kanchong.
No, but do I feel this, like it's laid back in a slow way.
Not no, like, in a like, short way, in a
like
slow.
Like Siglap laid back is like, you know.
Yeah.
But then they slow, but they like.
Like you're just blocking your way.
Yeah.
No, it's just not enjoy and relax, okay?
So much fun.
Where's people really? I insist we go Jurong Point.
No, Jurong Point is it has 21,000 votes on Google and it's 4.4 stars. Eh.
Yeah, everyone loves Jurong Point.
Everybody the entirety of the West Side will like that place.
Yeah. Honestly, because it brought me so much laughs.
Okay.
Let's vote. I'm gonna give it a D.
Okay, D.
I'm gonna give F just now.
I give
do you not know the location of this place?
Hey,
what's the problem?
All the D people, you tell me what you need, right? That Jurong Point don't have. Don't talk about distance, you tell
human
me.
Beings
have a lot.
Okay, let me see the food first. Let me see.
Yeah, I would actually eat at all of those places.
Yeah, that's exactly.
All
you tell
good,
me.
Eh.
Now still got Carl's Jr.
Have.
Singapore
have.
Still got Carl's Jr.
No, exactly.
Everybody that is voting C, means you think this more equivalent to Waterway Point.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's equivalent.
No, but from the list, it looks quite equivalent. Eh?
Yeah, it's big, it's huge, and a lot of stuff.
Wow, I vote above Waterway Point. Eh.
Wow. Wait, Sean, good
you?
Job. Yes. Yeah,
who are
good.
You?
Yeah, good.
Okay,
C. No, because I disagree that Waterway Point is a C.
I think it's a C.
I think it's
S. I'll give a B.
I think it's above UT and West Mall, but below
Waterway
Point.
Wait, someone has a balancer. She put A, so you gotta bring it down a bit.
Yeah, so the average is
they really C. Average is C.
See?
They really
it's
got a lot
B
of food.
La, guys.
Gosh, come
got
on, realistically.
Hey, but they got Jollibee.
Yeah,
B.
They got Genki.
Everything.
Wait, hold up. We bring North Point down to Waterway.
Why should we?
And then we move Jurong Point to B. Is what I think.
No,
but everything that they're saying, right, you can get everywhere else. You will never go there for
no,
that.
No, I understand, but the people in the West got nothing. Eh.
Correct, yeah.
So they got you tell me a brand that you don't want. Inside, Jurong Point have everything.
I think it's a B.
Wait,
let me think.
I think
it's
so,
equivalent
okay,
to
if
the
say
North
you
Point.
Are
Punggol
Nasi
Lemak.
Oh. So 1-1. Okay? Boleh, you know right? Boleh power
nasi lemak.
Is it there?
Is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Boleh power.
Actually, I also still don't know. I go before, but I cannot. I got lost.
Hey, let me think.
There's so much.
Hang Ten.
If you take two MRT stops,
they got the number, the lamppost one.
Lamppost one is at Tuas. Tuas is 30 minutes away from here.
They
got Tuas. If you work that kind of industry, you're good.
No, it's not that far. Jurong Point
you all can see incinerator at night.
Hey, on the side note, when you cycle to lamppost one, right, you started, there's this part of the trail, right, where you will cycle past the chocolate factory and it smells divided.
Oh, that's a chocolate factory.
That part of the cycle is mad, yeah.
If you take the MRT to Pioneer, you can smell already. When the
right. Okay, but first I need to take the MRT to Pioneer.
The parking
okay.
Cheap.
The first 2 hours parking 150.
Okay, but cheap, right?
150?
Yeah, for super cheap. It's super cheap. Yeah. And then right, NTU students love Jurong Point.
Because they have nothing.
Okay, yeah. Because it's so good, it has everything.
Okay, see. So same as Waterway.
NTU, see.
Okay, same as Waterway.
I still will be.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, if you agree or disagree, first let us know in the comments down below. If there are any malls that we missed out and you want to include, so you can include in the comments down below. Tell us which tier you think they belong to
thank you.
Why. If not, thanks for joining us. We'll see you guys in the next
episode. Tell us what to rank next. Goodbye.
Adios, muchachos. So the audience voted that Vivo City is the best mall in Singapore, followed by Jewel and North Point. Wow. And then the worst malls are next, UT Point and West Mall. Wait, sorry. So next is the worst mall.
Yeah.
Wow.
I agree. This list, I agree.
Wait, sorry. What is our best and worst?
Our worst is Ilias.
Our best is Jewel and our worst is Ilias.
Ilias Mall. The main people cannot even say.
Okay lah. No, no.
The people staying around Ilias, that's all they have. Yeah.
No, they're like UT Point. Before they go home.
No, but can't even pronounce the mall. Go there, tell the taxi uncles
no aircon.
No, see, that's why I'm saying some places right, should be declassified as malls. Just because they got aircon,
it's
right?
True.
They shouldn't qualify.
It's true.
It's a shopping it's a shopping complex.
Elias don't have.
Just change it, Elias Market.
Very, very surprising.
Whoa. Elias Mall.
That's it. That's it. I never call you a mall. They call you a
mall. Oh, you got your
free order.
It's really F. It's really F. It's really F.
Okay, not yet.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.